Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Side today. I'm Kevin Allen, and joining us, it seems like they get closer and closer together to talk about the Red Cross Blood Drive happening on Monday from the American Red Cross. Bunny Reeder, how are you, Bunny?
I'm doing fine. It's beautiful today.
It is. Gorgeous. It's a nice day today, and well, it's looking nice for Monday for the blood drive also. Oh.
Yes and no. Sometimes it's better when it's raining, but
it brings people in. Yeah,
I still want it to be a nice day to be that. But there is a blood drive. East Howes Community Blood Drive is going to be held Monday, July 21st. Not what was written in the papers and other information that was gotten out by mistake.
Okay,
it is, and it's going to be at the East Howes Community Building.
Oh,
this
okay.
This one time.
All right.
And it's going to be still from 12 to 6 o'clock.
Okay.
And it was a change because of the KC Hall being busy. Something happened. It was a conflict on that Monday. So.
All right. Right down the road. You can't miss it. Normally, you'd probably go past the community center on your way to the hall, so you might as well just swing on in and give some blood.
Give some blood, and hopefully we'll have the signs out there that it's been changed.
Yeah.
And that, but it is, hopefully, this is just a one-time thing,
hopefully.
Okay. But don't get upset because it is, but the East Howes Park Commission allowed us to have the community building for that day.
Yes, I don't think anybody would be upset by that at all. A little change of scenery will do us good, right?
Yeah, it will do us.
That's right. Now the scenery's changed, but nothing else has. There's still a need for blood, especially during the summer months, isn't there?
Oh, especially there's a big need for blood thing, because there's over 2,000 units almost a day. You know, not just in this area, but across the state, and it's very easy. It's very easy to give blood. All you have to be is in good health, feeling good that day, be 17 years of age and older, and weigh at least over 110 pounds.
Yeah.
And
make sure you eat a good breakfast or something before you come on out.
Eat a good breakfast and come on out and have a good lunch, even if you can, you know, early lunch or something to come out and give the blood.
That's right.
And the thing is, you know, we're all going to need blood sometime or another. Like they said, 97% of the people are going to need blood by the time they're 75. And only 5% give. And it doesn't take long to give. It only takes more longer for the paperwork and then to give blood, because actually it only takes about 5 to 10 minutes at the most to give the blood.
Right.
And you have to be, if you're afraid of blood and you don't want to see it, just tell the nurses and they will make sure that you don't see any of the blood.
They are great. They work very well. Between that and making it relatively pain-free to give, they really are great.
They're great.
Yeah.
It's a great group that comes up in that. So, you know, and the thing is, and you say, oh, I hate needles. Well, if you ever have to receive blood, that needle's going to be in your arm for at least 2 hours to receive the same unit that gives. So it is very important, and we never know how when we're going to need it. Everything goes one thing day you're fine, and 2 minutes later you're needing something.
That's so. Right. You know what? Why not get used to the needles now and give blood? I think you're helping up to three people when
you're
you give.
Helping three people, because each unit is broken down into red cells, platelets, and plasma, and then the plasma part is broken down a little bit farther into different things for different people that need special plasma for that. And as far as there's any risk in giving blood, there is no risk. There's none whatsoever in that. But just come on out Monday at the East Howes Community Building and give blood.
You can have some good treats afterwards.
Yeah, there is a goodie bag.
Yeah.
Everybody will get a goodie bag that comes in. First-time donors will get a pizza and a goodie bag.
Mm-hmm.
And there is there will be a drawing for everybody that gives blood.
But
just come out and give, and we really, you know, need it. And it's scary. It's scary if you ever have to need blood and it's not there.
Yeah.
In the past, I have seen that happen, that the blood's not there. But
and we need to make our quotas because that way, if we live in Iasco County, no matter where we go, we get blood for free.
Yes. Yep. If you live in Iasco County, well, no matter where you go, if they want to charge you, tell them that you want Red Cross blood and that you live in Iasco
right.
County, and it's free. You don't have to pay for the blood because blood's getting to be very expensive. It starts at about $150
wow.
a unit
wow.
up to $800 if you had yeah. to pay for it.
So think about that, that less than an hour or so that you put in giving blood and the fact that you could be saving not only lives, but save yourself some money when it comes to your medical bills.
Medical bills,
yeah.
that's for sure. And then, you never know.
Right.
Day you're going to, somebody in your family probably will need blood. I have found out that just about every family, there's
yeah.
a history
yeah.
of somebody needing blood for some kind of disease or accident or surgery or that. But you do need the blood. You know?
Right.
So, and it's a great thing. So.
American Red Cross Blood Drive this Monday, and it's noon till 6. But this time, you got to come to the East Tallis Community Center there on Newman Street.
And if you don't know where it is, like somebody told me yesterday, they says, I don't know where it's at. I says, well, if you come out to the KC to do
yeah.
it, you pass the building. It's on, it's on the right.
That's right.
Not on the left. So
just look for the cars and look for the signs.
It's a sign. There'll be signs out. Okay.
Very good. Bunny Reeder from the American Red Cross. Bunny, thanks for joining us, and I look forward to seeing you on Monday.
I'll see you on Monday, and thank you. Hope to see everybody out there on Monday.